We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A glimmer of hope as Chicago teachers in the Chicago public schools return to the bargaining table this morning, and there's talk of progress as the strike enters its third school day. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports from the Northwest Side.
Lots of motorists honked in support of striking teachers as they drove past a picket line outside Gray Elementary School on Laramie Avenue in the Portage Park neighborhood. Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey says there's a ways to go before an agreement is reached. However,
I think if there was a commitment of resources and a commitment to concept, you know, we could get an agreement and framework done quite quickly. Yeah, a day or two.
Sharkey says that after 10 months of negotiations, he does not think the mayor and Chicago Public Schools took teachers seriously until they went on strike. On the Northwest Side, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Teachers are sounding resilient on the picket lines.
We'll be here as long as we need to. That's what teachers on the picket line in front of Walsh Elementary are telling us. John Conrad is a full-time substitute who says the vast majority of people he's talked to have been supportive about the strike so far.
We're definitely getting support, and I'd say about, you know, 3-5% criticism from people that you least expected from some school bus drivers, various people that you would never expect to criticize what we're doing. Really here for the kids.
Several of the teachers say they're happy about a tentative contract agreement on preschool staff ratios that would put the district in compliance with state law and counselors not being pulled away to do other jobs. They still want movement on class size and staffing levels. In Pilsen, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 23-year-old would-be crime victim fought back and won. Chicago police say it unfolded last night near 91st and Baltimore on the city's far southeast side. The man approached the woman, showed a knife, and then ordered her to get into his car. That's when she kicked him in the groin and took off running. A bystander saw what was happening and intervened. The attacker then gave up and drove off. We're learning about a federal investigation targeting ComEd. The Tribune reports the feds want to know whether the utility giant hired politically connected lobbyists in exchange for favorable treatment in Springfield. Last night, the City Club of Chicago released a statement saying it has fully cooperated with requests by investigators for documents. The statement also said the City Club itself is not the subject of an investigation. Chicago's mayor says she'll hike property taxes if Springfield doesn't act.
Mayor Lightfoot says the message she has received during town hall budget meetings is that city residents don't want a property tax increase. But she tells the Sun-Times that they will be increased if her agenda isn't addressed during the Illinois General Assembly's fall veto session. Mayor Lightfoot says that there are limited tools available to her to generate substantial revenue, with the property tax being chief among them. Lightfoot has asked the legislature to approve a graduated real estate transfer tax and a casino gambling fix, either through city-state ownership of a Chicago casino or a revised tax structure to boost city revenues. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The former main Chicago post office officially reopening today.
Over the weekend, some architecture buffs got a peek inside the extravagant lobby as part of the Open House Chicago event. Visitors got rare access inside more than 300 buildings all across the city as part of the annual event. The former post office, built in the 1920s, is undergoing a $600 million renovation. It's being transformed into nearly 3 million square feet of office space. One of the big-name tenants will be Uber. They plan on moving in January. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A meat recall underway at Walmart. George's Prepared Food says it's recalling more than 6,400 pounds of frozen meat products sold under the Walmart brand of Great Value. The supplier says there's a danger of salmonella. No illnesses have been reported.
Tucked away on a residential street with giant trees and stately homes in Austin on Chicago's west side is Glenart, a micro-urban farm run by Carolyn and David Yoder, who raise goats, chickens, and bees. They produce and sell honey, eggs, and goat meat, though Carolyn Yoder says,
"Our two main products are milk and goat yoga."
Goat yoga is just like standard yoga, except you're sharing an outdoor pen with goats.
We teach classes in yoga. We have instructors that come in, and people come in and enjoy the time with goats.
Yoder says just as people come to see the goats, every once in a while, the goats decide it's their turn to explore, with Yoder occasionally finding out from a helpful neighbor or passerby.
They come knock on our doors and says, "Well, hi, your goats are out." And we go, "Yay! Okay," and we run and get them.
Yoder says Glenart Farm proves the viability of small-scale urban farming, community gardening, and city residents feeding themselves.
They can provide themselves with good food, grow their own crops, their own food, their own vegetables, and I think there's a lot to be said for food systems that are local.
Yoder says Glenart Farm also attracts visitors and changes their ideas of the West Side.
And the quote I have from a father who brought his family in to live here is, "If goats can live here in peace, my family can too."
With Made in Chicago, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.